after a time of eating, resting, moving away from the hall, walking, coming back, returning is like returning to the breath. It's the same practice wherever we are. And just notice the mind states, the flow of thoughts, the state of the body, our connection and relationship to the body. So coming back and sitting, being at one with the posture. Feel the feelings. Know the mind states. Bring attention to the breath. And be present. Being present means also balancing energy, guarding the mind. Using mindfulness as a gatekeeper. Where's the gate? The gate is not at the five sense doors, but it is at one door. It's called the mind door. And the door of the mind, when we're meditating, is thought, remembering, thinking, wanting, wishing, regretting, ruminating, preferring, many kinds of thought. We're quieting the mind by focusing in one place, one way, one object, converging all the mental activity in one point, a single pointedness, going in one direction towards stillness, going from disquiet to quiet. It's like having an appointment. appointing. It's an appointment, appointment of the mind inward, away from the world, away from imaginary sounds or real sounds, imaginary sights, or even visions that appear, from smells, tastes, sensations, painful or pleasure, just focusing inwards, not being drawn out by any other experiences, just to investigate the quiet of the mind, discover it, guard it, grow it. We don't do this by creating it or by forcing, but by letting the mind know where its true meal is, what can feed the mind in a healthy way, what can brighten and polish and shine it. We know what wears it out and exhausts it all too well. Now is the opportunity to energize in a motionless way. This is health for the mind. The body gains health through movement. The body gains well-being through exercise. The mind's exercise for health is quiet, the silence. It's not an imposed, not a pressure to be quiet. It's a natural stilling of all the fluctuations and turbulence in there. Just to listen and allow it to ease and dissipate. And the more intently we listen, the more subtle, more attuned, more refined our ability to listen becomes. Just like when we play an instrument, tuning it, fine-tuning it, at first hitting the high notes, it's like a screech. But with practice, we become dexterous, skillful. So at first, this practice of quieting the mind might make us more restless. We resist because we are so habituated to pushing it, using it, filling it, stretching it in unhelpful ways, carrying burdens way beyond our means, afraid to put them down. They're too heavy to carry, but we're too scared to put them down. And as we shed these burdens one by one, the burdens of thought, the burdens of busyness and attend to the need, a real need, for this health in the mind through quieting, calming, deepening attention. The shining comes naturally. And with it comes a very deep and wondrous happiness, joy and peace. It's very pleasurable. Nothing like the pleasure that we find in the sense realm of sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and physical pleasures. It's a truly pure, very refined, transcendent form of pleasure. It's an inner radiance, luminous, if we are silent and practice again and again, by and by, this kind of brilliance can emerge from the breath itself. Through a natural process, it may not be earth-shattering. It could be as simple as beginning to see the stars on a dark night. Millions of stars. What a joy just to see those little pinpoints of light in the darkness. No matter how burdened our minds, no matter how dark the shadows of our life, this journey into the heart can bring us to that kind of space, a spaciousness, a brightness. And it's a place of trust, a place of safety and well-being. It's not something we can purchase, but we can develop it just by pointing our minds inwardly, diligently staying with one object, the breath, or using another technique. Many techniques. And through that process, eventually discovering balance. All the mental faculties coming into balance. Faith, energy, mindfulness, focus or concentration of mind, culminating in wisdom. Because we do this not just for the sake of joy and happiness, that's almost a bonus, but we do this for the sake of wisdom, growing quiet enough to let our natural intuitive wisdom speak and reveal itself. We may emerge from our meditation to return to life refreshed, strengthened, restored, even healed, a little bit at a time. But the most important thing we take back with us is that little bit of wisdom each time through knowing ourselves, through understanding the mental process, the physical process, their relationship, the inherent goodness within us, and the way to bring greater meaning and goodness into our lives. So in one way, this work is like the work of recovering from addiction. We are all addicted to our habit energies, some more, some less. What a wonderful gift. Compulsory engagement for each one of us in order to fulfill our spiritual potential. Thinking thus, reflecting in this way, we breathe with a sense of urgency. This work needs doing. This is not just an idle form of passing a Saturday afternoon. This is vital. Vital for our health, for our ability to live truly consciously awake. This is the treasure, our true inheritance. Everything else is a sham. A passing show. It doesn't last. So to penetrate through the veil of ignorance, we keep pointing the mind inward. Trusting moment by moment, clearing away the rubbish, the heedlessness, the false ways, the hurts, the disparagements, fear, brightening, refreshing, restoring, and growing. One point. We'll take the next 45 minutes for walking meditation. In the practice of walking, try to keep continuity. When you get up from your seat, be continuously mindful as you move to your favorite walking spot. Notice the attachment there. And continue your continuous mindfulness. When you're tipping your water bottle into your mouth, be mindful of holding, sipping, tipping it back, placing, closing. Every action, so that you don't lose and get distracted, lose the momentum. That momentum carries into our ability to have penetrating mindfulness when we're sitting, and just shatter the veil of delusion with that deep, penetrating, inquiring mind. It just clears all the dust. But we have to be very vigilant. And if walking is too much movement, you can just stand. Standing meditation is highly valuable. Stand under a tree and feel your feet on the ground and feel the feeling of standing. Feel the air around you. Feel the stillness of the body. This will help also to still the mind. And then, if you wish, to walk. But try the four postures, just not lying down in here. If you feel like you need to lie down, you can do that. Do you have Lyme disease in this community? You do. So be mindful of walking in the long grass or in the forest. You know what to do. We'll meet back here at 3:00.